I think over the weekend, the athletics gave us great enjoyment. It was brilliant to see so many Irish athletes take centre stage, but the one that really stood out for us was Phil Healy, an impressive fourth in the 400 metre final, and she joins us now. Phil, you didn't come home with a medal, but you really lit up the track. Fair play. How are you now?
All good. Thanks a million for having me on. But no, I didn't come home with a medal, but to me, fourth is a medal. Like I might as well have a medal with fourth, because to produce a PB, to be that close to the medals on my third race in the 36 hours, to make a major senior final, like, I gave it everything and I'm absolutely thrilled with my performance.
I heard lots of people say really nice things about you, Phil, but something that really stuck out in my mind was the phrase that you've arrived. Do you feel like you have now, that you're up there, you're with the elite, you're with the world class, the international class?
100%, and like even the top three girls, like, they have major international medals on the world stage and the European stage. So to be so close with them, and even the girl that was fifth behind me, like, she was ranked number two in Europe all year. She's absolutely stormed the whole indoor season. So, like, it's been unbelievable. And, like, there's been many major championships where I have messed up and things haven't gone to plan. So to make a major senior final, to produce the quickest time that I've ever ran, I couldn't be more happy and 100% arrived on that scene and ready to take it on further into the summer.
Phil, you were threatening to do it all weekend. You ran 52 dead in the heat, 52-41 in the semi-final, and then a PB in the final. But that's some tough schedule, three races in such a short space of time.
100%, and I don't think people, like, understand as well, like, even just watching on, sometimes the what it takes, because even, say, Friday morning I kicked off, like, I'd have got up at 7:30 that morning, and I raced at 7:45 again that night, so, like, a major championship takes a lot out of you, the energy-wise, and just going to and from the stadium and bringing yourself down to bring yourself back up again. But to come out on that final, like, the pressure was off as such at that point, because obviously in the qualifying round there's a lot at stake in terms of getting through to the next round. So for me, the final was more like of a race, a world-class race, a one-off race where anything can happen. And that's what happens at a championship. It's anything can happen, and I had nothing to lose, and I wanted to go out there and die fighting, and that's exactly what I did. So I'm really happy with my performance.
Phil, the indoor racing looks so tight and so tactical, and even in the final, I know that the athletes that were drawn outside you eventually got across in front of you, but, like, even to get checked in your stride, it's so tight indoors and it's so tough compared to outside racing.
Totally, and, like, indoors brings its own drama as such with that, and, like, even at the last two previous editions of European indoors, like, someone clipped me from behind in 2019, someone fell in front of me in 2017, so you can play the race and play the tactics out a million and one times over in your head before the race, but you have to react on your feet, and anything can happen. And in that final, everyone was speed-based, so, like, anyone could have won to the bell, and we saw Jodie Williams, the British athlete, came from lane one on the inside. So it does bring that bit of excitement, and you have to be careful, but that's the joys of indoor running, and it does create a bit of fun.
We had Phelan Kelly on and Cathal Dennehy, and I'm not sure which one of them said it, but one of them said that the indoor is like a mix of UFC and running all together. And I think a lot of people who were sitting at home watching the athletics over the weekend, they really got an understanding of that, because there was a lot of pushing and shoving and just a lot of contact.
There is, and, like, I could have sat back a little and let the other girls take the lead at the bell, or I could have put myself right in contention. So, like, sometimes it's hard to know what to do, but, like, you have to put yourself in contention, and if things don't go to plan, they don't go to plan, but you have put yourself out there and you've put yourself into the best possible position. And even, say, 300 metres into the race, I did have to check myself slightly and move out, but that's what happens, and it's what happens to everybody. And it's exciting, and it's more fun indoors nearly than outdoors.
Phil, the confidence this must have given you, if you look at your time, that would have medalled in the last five editions of this championship, that must give you a bit of a boost.
100%, and, like, it's a world-class stacked field, and, like, I didn't want to be a semi-finalist all the time, I wanted to make that final, and I saw an article before I raced the final that I would need the race of my life, and, like, reading that, I'm sick of enough people, like, doubting me as such, or whether I would make the final, or a lot of success in Ireland is measured if you get a medal or not. And I went out there and I did produce the race of my life, and got that PB and was rewarded with the fourth place, and it might as well be a medal to me. And like, even walking through the media zone after, I did get sick everywhere because I knew I had given it my all, and they had to give me a black bag through the rest of the media zone. So to me, that black bag is my medal, because I knew I walked through with giving it my all.
You wouldn't be the first, and you won't be the last that will need a black bag after a race. But just interestingly, I think, Phil, for me anyway, I noticed there was just an awful lot of hype before this championships, and not in a bad way. I thought it was great to be celebrating such a big team heading over, and to be analysing and assessing what could potentially happen. And just some of your teammates, there was a lot of them that went into this championship with, you know, high ranked pretty high in their fields, like the 800 girls and like Mark English, and it just didn't work out for so many of them. And since then, there's been a lot of people discussing just the difference between championship running and just going out on the circuits and running. And you really showed that you can do the championship running.
100%, and championship running brings its own challenges, and like, anyone can produce a one-off time, and that is on the circuit, but like, that takes another level of like, to succeed as well. And like, it is so important to have the quick times coming into a major championship in terms of ranking, but anything can happen. Like, I went into Glasgow 2 years ago, ranked fifth, and everyone was saying, oh, I'm a medal hope, and I absolutely blew it in the first round, which didn't set me up for the second round. So anything can happen. Tactics come into play. Some people just have a bad day, but it was great to be a part of a team, such a big Irish team with so many great performances, and such a young team. And like, I'm just gone 26, and I felt really, almost really old on the on the team. But like, it was just to see so many people produce performances, like Sarah Lavin produced a PB, Keane MacPhillips, like, you would swear he was on the European stage at major championships the whole time with his level of maturity. And it was just great to see that, obviously some performances didn't go to plan for some people, but loads of Irish athletes went out there and fought and walked off the track happy.
It's really hard to get it right, Phil, isn't it? Just when you think of the situation that we're in with COVID and trying to get those ranking points, and then trying to decide what to do about focusing on championships and focusing on Olympics, and just trying to peak at the right times. But you seem to have that on track, and I'm sure loads of credit goes to your coach, Shane McCormack, for that.
100%, and Shane leads the way, and like, without Shane, I wouldn't be there on the track in Turin and like, coming fourth. So, and it was a strange championships because Shane was at home, and like, in the last 7 years that he's coaching me, that was probably his fourth race that he's ever missed. So like, it was weird in that way. And of course, it had to be the one where I was in the final at fourth, that the success was great and he was at home. But 100%, all the credit goes to Shane, and he leads the way with the team and the support that we have. And like, it's that network of people around you that bring the performance out. So it is so important. And we did decide to sit on competing throughout the indoor season, and we didn't race abroad just because of the risks and different things like that. But it all worked out for us because we got to push training out another bit. But I definitely keep Shane on his toes in terms of like, planning with just the different events, with the 200, with the 400, but he takes care of all of it, and I do the easy job of going and out there and running.
Phil, as myself and Dunica well know, when sport is over, it's over, and it's about the next target. So what's the future holding? Are you back in training this week? Are you looking forward?
Yeah, so this week will just be a bit of a down week. I'll still definitely tip away. I know I have training at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning anyway, but it is about looking forward and straight back into training again, and just producing the next block after next block, because the summer rolls around really quickly. Like, we will start racing again towards the end of May, the qualification for Olympics in the end of June. So I have my qualification in the 200 for Tokyo. I am ranked 29th out of 56, so I just need to secure that position. And we are going to give it a shot as well and try and qualify for the four for Tokyo. It is a high possibility that I can get in both. The ranking points and bonus points from the weekend will really push me up there, and I just need three quality races outdoors. So they don't clash when it comes to racing in Tokyo, so hopefully we can be there in both, but the 200 will definitely take the main focus.
You watched it the other night, sorry Dunica, away from the blocks and the early speed you had. when you look at the 400, say, for Tokyo, would you look at having to change, slightly change your style of running, or would you be going as hard, as quick as you went the other night?
Yeah, so even the other night, like, I knew I had to get out hard, and I knew the girl in lane three was going to come out quick because she's just stormed the first lap and all races that she has. But when it comes to outdoors, you are going to have your own lane for the full 400, whereas indoors you do have to cut in after 150, so you are more in control and you can run more of your own race, whereas indoors you do have to be conscious of who's around you while running your own race at the same time to put yourself in contention at the bell. So it has been a while since I have ran a 400 outdoors, but I'm definitely looking forward to coming out there again and racing them outdoors and see what can come from it.
And Phil, we are looking forward to watching you. Thanks so much for everything over the weekend. You brought us great excitement, and best of luck in the future.
With Green Fern, a quick and easy addition to any sandwich, salad, stir fry, or snack. Natural protein, your way. 2